You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you're tuning in from Auckland today, you may have noticed throughout the past week a number of posters popping up with the sentence "Proud to be Māori" beside the faces of notable Māori figures such as Rawiri Waititi and Sir Peter Sharples. These posters are part of an 8-week campaign by Te Whānau o Waipereira to celebrate Māori identity and offer a message of hope. I spoke with Waipereira COO Aorangi Tamihere to discuss how it feels to see a message of Māori pride on a wide scale, the struggle for urban Māori, and the support provided by her group. But first, I asked about the history of Te Whānau o Waipereira and the inspiration behind their campaign.
Well, Te Whānau o Waipereira was set up in the, in the 1980s, but it was based on urban Māori who had moved to the city from rural areas, and it was about how do they reconnect in the city and build on these strengths to meet the challenges. And so Whānau Waipereira was born out of that vision, if you like. And since that time, it's been there advocating for their communities, advocating support for rangatahi, elders, parents, children, and making sure that the services they need get to them. But you know what it's like over many decades, the issue that we face at Whānau Waipereira is so many of our people are still despondent, have still got massive challenges to face them, whether it be living in homes, whether being able to access the right care that they need. And that came to the fore in COVID for us, you know, and we just thought, gosh, you still need to send a message of hope. You still need to send a message of belief, and that no matter what is happening out there, that we actually do care for you. And so we thought, well, after COVID, it's another challenge, it's another battle for our communities. Let's just send a message out there about, no, we've got this, we can do this. Yes, the struggle's tough, but we can make changes that matter most in our communities. So that was probably the inspiration that sat behind this campaign.
And I've seen your message all over social media on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram, and I've passed a few of your posters on the way to the newsroom this morning as well. How does it feel seeing the sentence "Proud to be Māori" displayed on such a huge scale?
We never in our wildest dreams thought it would go on this scale, because this was actually targeted at Auckland and in particular West Auckland. So I think for us, we didn't realise the message would just resonate right across the country in so many ways. You know, about some that are in a struggle, some are in the process of moving on and being forward and having cool role models to see. We just never expected this. But you know, the cool thing is we run this program called Waiangitu at Waipereira, and that's for our kids who have left school, and we're just trying to support them on getting employment.
And nice.
Two of the posters we put in the lift, well, hello, we found out they did selfies with them and then they took them down to take. Now, that's the best. Now, that's the best message for us that the campaign's working, because it's resonating with them, eh? You know, that one moment of being able to put your head up high and being proud, we don't get enough of those messages out, but they do resonate in our communities, because we saw that, hey, if young ones are doing it, then, okay, it's working. Especially on TikTok, I should say.
Yeah, TikTok's a big one these days.
Yeah. But also, when you see young ones do it, then you know it's meaningful. Not cool with the old ones trying to do TikTok.
And there's a really interesting quote in your campaign video about the struggle of Māori needing to be exceptional to be seen. We need to be academics, activists, musicians, politicians. But this kind of thinking can be really damaging for our communities.
Yes, that's right, because it means that, you know, and Waipereira knows that as an organisation, that, you know, every time we deliver a service, for example, we audited three times more than any other organisation that's not Māori. It's just that having to constantly prove ourselves and what we do above and beyond, you know, rather than just being able to do things the same as anyone else. And so it was important to give that message in this video, because that is, we have to show that we do understand our communities, and that faces so many of our people. So just them knowing that we understand their struggles is just as important as saying a message about hope and belief for the future as well.
So for someone who's seen your posters, seen your video, and they're keen on the message and keen to get amongst it, what kind of support do you guys provide?
So we deliver a whole range of services. So they are health, social services, education and justice. But what we do is that we have a walk-in centre up on level 2 in our building on Pioneer Street, where we have whānau navigators who are there to look at the issues you're facing, and then they try and navigate a whole lot of services for them. Because you know what it's like? It's not just one issue, one service and one silo, is it? You've got to walk in, lay all the issues on the table, and work out together with a navigator at Waparata how we can navigate through that and best meet your needs. It's not going to be easy, though. We know the answers aren't straight there in front of us, but we are there to help and we are there to listen. You know, after COVID, particularly this year, in March and April, this was another reason for this campaign. We've had some of the biggest numbers we've ever seen walk into our centre, because 12 months after COVID, there's massive change challenges that are impacting. You know, 12 months now without a job after COVID, you know, let alone putting bread and butter on the table. And a lot of even our young kids who are at school who are having to actually take on part-time work and miss some of the schooling because their parents no longer have a job. I mean, that's a reality check that we're facing every day, and that's what we're having to deal with.
And there's a focus on urban Māori who have been detached from their language and from their community. Yeah. And that's such a unique struggle, to be detached on your own land, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the majority of the whānau that we service in our communities, are those who have been here for at least two or three generations, but no longer have a connection to the identity about who they are, no longer have a connection to any homelands that they may have come from. And it's not just as easy as, okay, let's just connect you to your homeland, or let's just connect you to your language, or let's just connect you to your land. It's not as easy as that, because you're actually having to work with a lot of our whānau who have to build up their trust and belief in themselves again. And then you have to build up their confidence. Then you have to build up their confidence so that they're no longer having to go from crisis to crisis. And then you have to build them up that they're no longer going from crisis to crisis to being resilient. You know, and then once they're resilient, how do they stand up and be the leaders in their own families? And when they're the leaders in their own families, how do they stand up and help the community? You know, it's that whole generational shift and change. It takes a lot to do that. It's not just the one-step solution to focus on now. But the message for us is urban Māori, but it's for all Māori. And as you know, we've got Rawiri Waititi featuring in our campaign, and that's come up a number of times. But he is actually a role model for us in West Auckland. I don't know if people realise, but while Rawiri was born in whānau Apanui on the East Coast, he was actually brought up at Waiparata in West Auckland. Grew up there in Te Atatū. Yes, went to school at Rutherford, was the leader of Kapahaka for Rutherford, did all his qualifications here. He actually became our pō tikanga lead for Te Whānau Waiparata, and then he became our rangatahi rep on the board. So he is the very role model that a lot of our young ones look up to here in West Auckland. And he's chosen a political career. So that's actually why he features on it. I don't think a lot of people realise that. Born and bred out of West Auckland. And so he is the very inspiration for so many of our young people in West Auckland. That's why his poster keeps getting taken out of our lift. Because it's somebody in our own community who's made it, who's unapologetically Māori, if you like, very strong in who he is tribally, but just as strong in who he is as an urban Māori. And what more could you ask for, hey? You know, if you can have people like that and our young ones as models. And so that's why he's a huge part. People don't realise, I only see him as a MP now, but a young person grown out of our community and still very young to be an MP and a co-leader of the party is huge for us, you know. So that speaks volumes to the communities that we serve in West Auckland, yeah.
And that's a beautiful waiata that he sings throughout the video as well. I have to ask, is that going to be available to stream anytime soon?
Well, it's going on Spotify.
Good news, good news.
It's going on YouTube. And I think Rawiri wants to do something with it, but we do want to acknowledge the person who actually wrote that waiata is somebody called Dave Putter in Gisborne, and he did it many years ago as a waiata for when he was at Lytton College with his young people and teaching them to believe in themselves. And when that was written back then, Waiparaita actually used it many years ago, later afterwards and changed the words a bit to use it with rangatahi, because we use that a lot with our rangatahi programs, that waiata. So it's something that's resonated for the long time, and then the Māori Party obviously picked it up, but it has a deep history. But it's just a magical, catchy tune, isn't it? You know, it's just
I
magic.
Love it. It's great.
It's cool as, eh? Yeah, we think so.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.